Guys, I have some very, very special guests for us now. So I've got Emma and Dom from Bardwork. And you know how I was just talking before about Shakespeare? What do you think of it? What comes to mind when you think of Shakespeare? And I was saying like stuffy theatres and people in black tie. These guys have got something for us. Emma and Dom, welcome.
Thank you very much.
It is so nice to have you here. Okay, so you guys are from Bardwork, and that's spelt B-A-R-D.
With an apostrophe. Yeah, B-A-R apostrophe D.
And listeners, we're going to link all this to the interview on the website. So don't panic if you miss any details. It will all be on our site. So starting this week, Bardwork, it's a Shakespeare theatre company based here in Sydney. You're going to be touring local bars.
Yes.
With the Twelfth Night.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Oh my God. Okay. Tell me, how did this come to fruition?
So this is the second season of Bardwork. Chris Huntley Turner and James Hackby and
Natalie Lyons.
Yeah.
They did Much Ado About Nothing earlier this year in Sydney and in Melbourne. Yep. And I think it's sort of born out of a bunch of people who's thought what Shakespeare needs is to be accessible and to be in somewhere comfortable like the pub allows for people who might not necessarily go to that sort of experience to step in and find something different that they normally wouldn't in a place where they feel comfortable rather than, like you said, a stuffy intellectual elitist theatre.
Yeah. And Emma, so you guys are actors in the show.
Yes.
And so how long have you been like practicing for already?
Well, we rehearsed for about 4 weeks.
Yeah,
so we just did our first read and then kicked it off. And we were rehearsing in a pub space.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's it? Because all the pubs will be slightly different.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always fun to figure out.
What's it like figuring out, like, oh, I need to take however many steps this way and do this movement?
Well, it's really cool. I've actually never done anything like this, but we've kind of blocked it in a way so that we can, you know, get to a new venue an hour and a half earlier and just run through the show like cue to cue and try and just slot it in and figure it out. Because the way we've blocked is with two entrances, but sometimes you have one and you get there and you just have to figure it out in an hour and a half and just
make it work.
Yeah, you're going to make it work. You got to think 360.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so, Dom, does the audience get involved?
They do, yes. I think it'd be quite strange if they sat there in silence. Yeah, that's sort of the cherry on top. So the whole time we're rehearsing, you know, we're sort of trying to structure the show so that it stands in whatever space. And the last sort of bit that you need is that audience participation and interaction, and that allows for some improv and all the sort of fun parts that that make the show really work.
Yeah, right. And so are you guys actually drinking whilst you're performing?
I don't know. What are we allowed to say?
Off the record, on the record.
I had to get a few sips of beer.
Yeah, I had a beer because we were at the bar. Yeah. Like, there's nowhere for us to go sometimes, so we just hang out at the bar. We can have a sneaky beer.
Yeah.
And have you ever had someone like get up and try to like be in the play with you guys?
Not yet, but I think that's very much the sort of thing we would welcome. It'd be very exciting.
Oh my God.
It'd be great if they knew one of the lines and could just jump in with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't know them. So.
Okay, audience, if you're listening, you need to like find the Twelfth Night and like jump in.
Yeah.
In terms of actually performing the whole play, how do you have to edit it down for the audience, or have you kind of refined the lines to make it more digestible to a pub audience?
Yeah, we have edited it down a little bit.
About 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 90 minutes.
Okay,
so
yeah,
it's a quick show, but there is lots of space for us to add in our own things as well. But I think the trick is like we can sometimes you get too carried away and you just got to get back to it as quick as you can, and you go, oh my God, where was I? And you get back into it. But it's very loose and very fun.
Yeah. Awesome. How many of you are on stage per se?
Eight of us. Eight actors.
Yeah. Oh, that's big. If you're in a cozy pub, it's you're up close and personal.
Totally. and there's lots of doubled up roles.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, you're a double, I'm a double.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you're sort of, you're right up on top of people. You'll be leaning on their table during a speech. Yeah. And they love that.
I was going to say, love that.
With the audience sometimes, you just figure out where you can fit yourself.
And for you guys as actors, how does this rate as one of the gigs that you've got on?
Oh my god.
Pretty high. Like I remember the first time I heard about it, I was like, that is the coolest thing ever. The fact that you're directly engaging with your audience. And it's so much fun. It's so much about having a play with people.
Yeah.
That you, I don't know, theater often gets taken very, very seriously, and it's really nice to have something that is all about having fun.
Yeah.
And that's...
I saw their Much Ado show, and I felt like a little kid watching the show. I was like, this is what I've been dying to see for so long. It was so much fun. And then I got involved with them and got into this show, and it has been such... Like you were saying, sometimes it's taken so seriously, but it's taught me so much, and I've had the fun. It's been one of the funnest shows I've ever done. It is so cool.
Yeah, I guess it must really test you guys as actors in your craft, because, you know, like whether it's stage or TV or they're kind of more controlled environments. Where there's variables you guys can't control.
Yeah.
So much.
Which I think is, it's what makes it exciting for us. Yeah.
And sometimes you can be like busting your butt trying to get to a gag or something like that. And then an audience member says something that is 100 times funnier than you could ever. Sometimes the audience is just, they do it so easily. And it's just got to laugh. It's so good.
That is awesome. So you're touring at the moment. Yes. So for the month of August and into early September, is it as well?
Sort of mid-September
now. Yeah, it's getting longer and longer every time we we look at it.
That's awesome. And also you're heading out to Wagga and Swan Hill.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm listeners. So yeah. If you, I would highly recommend getting along. It sounds like a fabulous night out. Like I said, we're going to link the website to the show notes and the interview. So, guys, if you're listening, you want to grab tickets, definitely check it out. Emma and Dom from Bardwork, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Lily. Cheers.
Joining us at 2SER Radio.